Dr. Richard Lacko, the COVID-19 incident manager at the health ministry, says the task force can no longer sustain their operations. He says donors have pulled back from funding the $160 million budget to fight the pandemic.
We even went to President and we presented that plan, and we are promised that the government also pledged to give money. But unfortunately, up to now, we have not gotten anything.
Dr. Lacko says donors managed to fund about 40% of the COVID-19 budget.
You have the rapid response teams. We had deployed teams, surveillance people at the points at the points of entry, like Numele, for example. We used to have teams there that help in sample collection, but testing, and also get us data here, and then we make sure to follow the status. This, we used to get funding from WHO. WHO has a funding for period of time. The year has ended. They notify us in March that the money is not there.
Dr. Angelo Guap-Thorne, chief of the Health Ministry's COVID-19 operations, says when they began, there were 14 health officers to manage cases under home-based care.
We have removed 9 people. We remain with only 5. They are the one now managing home-based care. Also, we have a team called Mortality Surveillance. Mortality Surveillance, these are people we deploy to assist the families. If somebody dies suspicious of COVID or confirmed of COVID, they help them advise on the burial. When we start, I remember also we started with 14, but we have to reduce the number to half.
Dr. Thorne says the task force has also scaled back work at Sentinel sites. He says a team of 45 health officers in Juba has now been cut to 3, and Juba's Emergency Operations Center, which hosts the National Laboratory, now has only 2 vehicles, including an ambulance. COVID-19 vaccines have also not been transported to the state level as of Sunday, and most of the doses that were delivered to Juba in March were still sitting in the capital instead of being delivered to the rest of the country's 9 states.
We need to move these vaccines. When you talked about planes, WFP has also their own schedule, but they're also contributing in distributing the drugs.
Dr. Joseph Wamala, the World Health Organization's Emergency Health Response Officer in South Sudan, says the challenges are threatening the fight against the pandemic at a time when South Sudan needs to be more vigilant.
We have 10 countries that have contributed to 81% of the COVID-19 confirmed cases in the African region in the past 21 days. I'll mention South Africa in the lead, but close to us, Ethiopia and Kenya. Another reason why it's not time for us to put the guard down.
As of Sunday, only 6,403 doses out of 132,000 AstraZeneca vaccines delivered to South Sudan had been used. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.